Public Safety Subcommittee for Thursday, May 26, 2005, for a work session on Senate Bill 5589, the Public Defense Services Commission, and we will be at ease until other members arrive. Thank you. With the arrival of Senator Devlin and Ms. Lamont, if you'd like to walk us through your report, and I'd ask the agency to come forward and be prepared to respond to any questions or issues that arise as we're going through the work session. If anyone else that you'd like to have come up with you, Mr. Ozan, that would be fine.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, you have the LFO recommendation in front of you. I will walk you through each of the packages. First, let me start out by explaining item A and item B. The governor took an unspecified reduction to this agency's budget because it's a judicial branch agency. So what LFO did was to reverse the governor's budget adjustments in two sections. The first section is the restoration of essentially what were the policy packages or the program option packages that were in the Chief Justice's recommended budget. Item B is the reduction of 9% below the essential budget level. Item B is what the co-chair specifically restored, and so that's why you see this split into two sections. It's a little bit confusing, but I did it that way in order to account for the fact that the governor's budget had not been to anything specified. So basically, the first thing that happened was that LFO did an accounting restoration of the entire $27.4 million governor's budget reduction. And then you will see below, then took out the program option packages that get you back to the $11.6 million. With one exception, which is package 100, which LFO is recommending approval of, which is the transfer of application and contribution position authority to the Judicial Department. This is essentially completion of the transfer of responsibility that was begun with the transfer of these, or the splitting a part of these two agencies. The application contribution activity is already occurring in the Judicial Department. This is a piece that had remained with Public Defense Services and needs to be transferred. You'll see a corresponding package in the Judicial Department's budget when they come forward. Package 101, you'll recall that there was discussion about the fact that the public defense appellate attorneys and Department of Justice appellate attorneys have a gap in the salary between the two folks. Because of the existing budgetary situation, LFO's recommendation is not to approve that package. Package 102 provides for the establishment of a post-conviction relief unit. Again, this is an efficiency measure and would help to control costs because you would have experienced public defense attorneys being able to do this function. However, once again, because of the budgetary situation, LFO is not recommending approval. Package 103 is parity and compensation for hourly and contract attorneys and for investigators who provide public defense services. Once again, LFO does not recommend approval. Package 801 is the standard adjustment that you have seen in all agency budgets for reduced PERS and attorney general rates. Package 802, there was extensive discussion of in the Joint Committee, which is the House and Senate co-chair reductions to the administrative services component of this budget. LFO is bringing forward the co-chair's direction. There was discussion about whether or not this should have been dealt with as a reduction across the board or in some other way to mitigate the impact of this reduction on those folks who monitor the contracts and approve payments. And finally, package 811, and I apologize, I did not get the House Special Budget Committee language taken out of here, but the Senate has also agreed to a 3% reduction to general fund services and supplies. That way this budget goes through both houses the same without conflict over a fairly small amount of money. And with that, Madam Chair, those are the policy packages.
Okay. Before I take a motion from Senator Devlin, I would like to go back to package 802. And Mr. Ozan, if you could address for the record what would be the impact of the reduction on the agency, and then after your comments, I'll have some additional comments, and I know that Senator Devlin wants to address this package as well.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Peter Ozan, for the record, Executive Director of the Public Defense Services Commission. As Ms. Lamont's brief description and the document explains, we would be losing in our contract and business services division almost three positions relating to the payment of bills, the tracking of expenses, the approval of expenses. Those things with currently about 15 people, that essentially is administering the $166 million hopefully what it would be the Public Defense Services account. And as we indicated to the subcommittee and the chair and Senator Devlin are well aware, we don't want to sound ungrateful, because we certainly do appreciate, given the fiscal situation of the state, that cuts might be forthcoming, or we very much appreciate really what we think is a sufficient budget to run the system in the next 2 years. But I have to say, at least personally, that we were initially troubled by the notion of cutting the administration, because we are so thin and we think it's good policy to have actually more administration to oversee this such a large fund. In any event, being realist and in the conversations with the subcommittee, we felt that it would be less detrimental to our ability to manage taxpayer funds if that $270,000 was spread pro rata over the three functions, the account, the legal services division, and the contract and business services division. It's not a happy solution in any event, because we're sharing the pain, and the pain would be felt by the appellate office in the sense that we're already losing ground on keeping the caseload in front of the appellate courts lower by virtue of the Blakely case, so taking any cut there is painful. And then, of course, as the committee and the chair knows, that the any cuts to services is risky. But on balance, that would be our recommendation, that the amount, if there is a cut, the amount would be shared pro rata in proportion to the ratio of the in proportion to the percentage of the total budget of each division. So
and again, thank you, Mr. Ozan. And just for added clarity to the record, the $270,000 reduction is related to staff that monitor public defense contracts and staff that approve payments.
That's correct, Madam Chair.
For those contracts, just so that we're specific about what these dollars are about. I have a recommendation on how to move forward, but Senator Devlin, I want to hear from you before I do that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had spoken to you and spoken to Senator Schrader, and I'd actually recommended slightly different from what Mr. Ozan had said, and that was simply that the amount, the $270,000, come out of the trial division. I think about $160 plus million of your total budget is located. And he seemed to be more than willing to go there. He did want a little bit more in the bargaining. He wanted 350, not 270, but because he has some other needs to fill. But I think that's actually, whatever the amount is, I think that's a much more prudent, much more reasonable way to make this modest additional cut in the budget. I also think that Mr. Ozan's put in a difficult position here, and I hope that he just finds a way to work around that difficult position, because I think it's our intent to come back and fix this problem. But he has actually no authority to keep the employees after July 1st, I would believe, or he at least has no funding to keep the employees after July 1st. So I would hope that if we were going to correct this problem, that we do it with all due haste.
Absolutely.
Long before July 1st, so that I would tell those employees now don't plan on packing your bags yet.
If I may, Madam Chair, Senator Devlin, in the absence of the chair, Senator Devlin chaired the subcommittee, and I apologized at the time for not having anticipated what was a very good strategy. It appealed to us was sharing the cost, but again, I would defer to your judgment, and I appreciate the thought. I think it probably is a more effective way to manage a shortfall in the way you suggest, so I certainly would have no opposition to your recommendation. I understand the reality of bargaining. I'd like to bargain back, but
the chair was not part of that bargain, so she has the ability to bargain back. So
I discussed this matter with co-chair Schrader this morning, and I'm going to offer this language for the record, with the understanding that it's my intent that we reconcile this issue soon, before the close of session. And so the record will reflect that the Ways and Means Subcommittee, that the Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee discussed the problems related to a $270,000 reduction to the staff that monitor public defense contracts and approve payments. The discussion included whether the reduction could be spread among the division. I am recommending that we pass the budget out with this reduction to administration, with the understanding that we will have the opportunity to amend this budget later, and again, meaning as quickly as possible, to address this problem. Senator Devlin, I'll take a motion.
Madam Chair, I move all the LFO recommendations and also concur with the Chair's recommendation that has just been stated.
Further discussion? Any objection? Motion approved.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, what you have next on my memo is a detail of the amendments that would be needed to the budget bill in order to implement the changes that are outlined above. And I will point out, just for the record, that this, what you see attached to this, is the dash one amendment to House Bill or Senate Bill 5589. It's a dash one amendment because we took the language out of the original budget bill and moved it into this bill, but it has not yet been amended with the recommended amendments on my memo.
I think we will note for the record that this is a that these proposed amendments to Senate Bill 5589 are explicit. There are no blanks in this particular bill.
Okay. And unless you would like me to read through them, we could have a motion to approve the amendments.
For the record, if you would read through them, please.
The recommendations are that Senate Bill 5589-1 be amended with the following amendments. Subsection 1, line 5, delete $7,119,594. And insert $6,071,432. Subsection 2, line 7, delete 176,992,037. and insert 166349886. Subsection 3, line 8, delete 2729958 and insert 2433248. In section 2, line 10, delete 957739 and insert 953206.
Thank you, Ms. Lamont. Moving on to performance measures.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, attached to the memo are the performance measures for the Public Defense Services Commission. If you recall, these are new performance measures. They were approved by the Joint Legislative Audit Committee this fall. The subcommittee, the Joint Subcommittee reviewed these performance measures and did not recommend any changes. Senator Devlin?
Madam Chair, I have a motion on that, but I also have a comment, so I'll make the motion first. I move that we approve the attached legislatively adopted performance measures.
And further discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. Since the transfer, well, basically the creation of the separate commission, which has been relatively recent, and the development of these performance measures, and I was on the Joint Legislative Audit Committee when they were developed. I would hope this be noted in the budget report, that they be allowed to retain these performance measures for at least 4 years, so that we could actually develop some baseline data. Because I've been noticing in this process, throughout this process, we're moving performance measures all over the place, and one of the things when you constantly change performance measures, you really have no baseline data to judge whether you're improving in performance or not. But I would hope that we would keep these more stable, because it's going to take the agency some time to figure out exactly how to comply with these performance measures, and 4 years is not a particularly long time to get some baseline data and to determine if these are worthwhile performance measures for the agency.
Mr. Ozan, do you have a comment on the recommendation for 4 years?
I can't find a future legislature.
Madam Chair, that makes a lot of sense. We certainly would support it. We might come back with additional performance measures, but not changing them, because as we refine this huge system and try to manage it more carefully, we may find other things we want to count. But I agree with Madam Chair, Senator Devlin, with the proposal, so I certainly have no objection.
Very good. There being no objection to the motion, the motion is approved.
And finally, Madam Chair, there's a need for a motion to move Senate Bill 5589-1 as amended to the full House Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation. Full Senate Budget Committee.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move as amended the full House committee, including all LFO recommendations and statements that have been put here on record, to the Senate Select Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation.
Additional?
Actually, the Senate Special Committee. I do.
That's very special. Any additional discussion? And no objection? Hearing no objection, the motion to move Senate Bill 5589 as amended to the full Senate committee with a due pass recommendation is approved. Mr. Ozan, I'd like to thank you very much for the time that you spent with the committee and with all of us in adding to our fuller understanding of your duties and responsibilities. And we look forward to a continued conversation around that particular package, 802, in the few days ahead. I also want to thank you for your contributions to our earlier discussions about the status of or the state of Oregon's administration of justice system, your contributions to the discussion that we had around the what could be an enhanced role for the Criminal Justice Commission. Your thoughts have been very helpful to me as in my role in looking at how to make all these puzzle pieces fit together more effectively. And again, just want to thank you for your constructive participation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's been my pleasure.
And if there is no further business, we are adjourned.